With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. The suds aren't flowing for craft brewers because the government shutdown has stopped the approval process that they depend on to sell their beer. Ruth Simon of the Wall Street Journal will join us. First, here are some headlines. The Wall Street Journal says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will miss another week of Supreme Court proceedings. The High Court said Justice Ginsburg's recovery from cancer treatment remains on track and that there's no evidence of remaining disease and no further treatment is required. Justice Ginsburg, who's 85, missed five oral arguments this week. Six more are scheduled for next week. After that, the court won't hear more cases again until February 19th, a break that will give the justice several more weeks for recuperation. The Journal says the partial government shutdown could cause the longest stretch of continuous job growth on record to come to an end this month. Employers have added jobs every month since October 2010, a streak of 99 months, more than 8 years. The Wall Street Journal's Eric Morath on why the streak could end.
If the 380,000 federal workers who are furloughed and currently not receiving pay or going to work aren't counted on payrolls, that most likely will overwhelm any private sector job growth and cause the number to decrease for the January report.
Another 420,000 employees deemed essential are working without pay for now, but are likely to be compensated later for their work. They would be counted on payrolls, according to the Labor Department. Sources tell the Journal that Apple is planning to release three new iPhone models again this fall, including a successor to the struggling XR, the lower-priced 2018 device with a liquid crystal display that has fallen short of Apple's sales expectations. Apple reportedly plans to introduce some new camera features, including a triple rear camera for the highest-end model and a double rear camera for the two other models. The plan to stick with LCD comes as Apple struggles with sluggish sales of the iPhone XR, which has cut into its most recent revenue projection. Apple may drop the LCD model in 2020 in favor of the OLED display. Still ahead, why the government shutdown has stopped the beer flowing for craft brewers. The government shutdown means the taps are shut off for many craft brewers. That's because the way that these brewers make and market their beer depends on getting federal approval. It's leading to millions of dollars in lost sales. Let's talk with the Wall Street Journal's Ruth Simon, who wrote the story at WSJ.com, Why the Beer Stops Flowing When the Government Shuts Down. Ruth, as you write, craft brewers are sitting on suds that they can't sell. What exactly are companies like Samuel Adams and Sierra Nevada prevented from doing because of the shutdown?
They're prevented from bottling some beers, including beers that might already be in the tank, because the federal government approves the labels for new beers. The other thing that the federal government does, or one of the other things, is they approve the recipes for beers that stray from basic formulas. And one of the things you see in the craft brew industry is there's a lot of innovation. Companies are rolling out seasonal beers, one-off beers, special beers, with all sorts of interesting labels and all sorts of interesting ingredients.
How much money in lost sales are we talking about at this point?
We don't know for sure, but when I was talking to the founder of Sam Adams, he said that he thought that across the industry, we were talking about tens of millions of dollars in lost sales, and that number will go up the longer the shutdown extends.
Tell us about the agency in the government that oversees alcoholic beverages.
You've probably never heard of it. It's part of the Treasury Department. It's called the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. People who know it call it the TTB because that's easier to say. And it's responsible for looking at labels, for looking at formulas. It's also responsible for providing federal approval if you want to open a brewery and you want to be a brewer.
Now, from what I understand, the normal approval process takes a matter of a couple or a few days. At this point, even after the shutdown ends, the TTB could face a backlog of several months of approval requests. Is that right?
That's the worry. We can't get any specific data on just how many labels are there waiting and how many formulas are waiting, but beer makers and other kinds of alcohol producers are continuing to submit them so they can be online.
That means that some brewers are already delaying launches or expansion plans. It's really screwed things up for them.
It really is. We have some brewers I spoke to who are lucky enough that they got their labels and their recipes approved. But we have situations where people have made experimental brews. They can't even put them in kegs and see how they how it's going because they can't get the labels approved for the kegs. Normally, this is not a process that causes brewers to take to drink or tear their hair out, but right now it's pretty aggravating.
Well, talk about some of the craft brewers and the hurdles that each of them face. Why don't we take the biggest ones, say Samuel Adams and Sierra Nevada?
So Sierra Nevada has a group of, they call them innovation brewers, who are their R&D brewers who are working on all sorts of new things that you may see if you go to a festival or, you know, these special products. And much of what they do is now on hold because they can't get approval. In the case of Sam Adams, they want to test out a new recipe for their summer ale. It has a new combination of fruit purees involving citrus fruit and citrus peels, a little bit of a different process. They can't get formula approval for that. They've got a new brew they want to make with Himalayan salt. That's also stuck at the TTB.
Aren't some of the bigger brewers, don't they have advantages at this point, you know, regarding the shutdown that maybe smaller brewers don't have?
Well, I think the bigger brewers often have these established lines. Also, when I talked to the folks at Sierra Nevada, they said, we have a whole library of labels that are approved. We can't do much to change them, but we can tinker with the colors a little bit and refresh them.
And I guess some other disadvantages caused by the shutdown are that, you know, there are so many more craft brewers now than there were during the last shutdown, which is about 5 years now, and also that companies are more dependent on new releases.
It's very important to have new releases to constantly keep people knowing you're out there. Craft brew drinkers are really not brand loyal as much as they used to be. They want to see what's new. They want to see what's different. And that makes the industry very innovative. But that's a problem right now.
Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon, thanks a lot.
Pleasure to be with you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.